It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our weekly outdoor show here on KETR that we've been doing about 7.5 years now. And for all you bow hunters out there, happy bow season opener. I'm not going to be able to be in a tree stand until Monday, but I am making plans to hunt Monday and Tuesday. I've got a feeder back in the woods with a trail camera on it, and some bucks have started showing up. There's so many acorns, though, that I think it's going to be a challenge in the early season. Our guest today is a longtime friend of mine, David Hansen. A lot of you know David up here in Northeast Texas. You fished with him there at Tewakinee. Fishing is real good for catfish right now at Tewakinee, and we're going to talk some hunting and fishing, and who knows. David, are you standing by through my lengthy intro here, buddy?
Yes, sir. I'm always here, Luke.
Yeah, that's a fact. We folks, David and I have had more fun doing so many different things in the outdoors that you could. Some of it, David, is almost comical. Some of the things that, now I'm not talking about the fishing, because that's all serious business, catching them big catfish. How about hunting pigeons hearing pigeons' feet click around on top of a roof? Now that's kind of a barn roof. That's kind of comical if you think about it.
Oh, it was quite comical. I agree.
Let's tell our listeners about that real quick, David. I'll tell them, and you, what I forget, you add. Well, a lot of you probably might have read my newspaper article that follow what I do in the Greenville Herald banner and a bunch of other newspapers. But I had a magazine assignment to try out a new air-powered shotgun. Well, it's an awesome shotgun. You pressure it up to 3,000 PSI, and I swear, David, it shoots almost like a 20 gauge. You know, I mean, there's a lot of power in the thing, you know?
It's very comparable to a 20 gauge in the impact and the amount of power there at about 25 yards is incredible.
Yep. Well, you can't shoot game birds with air powered anything. Right. You can't do it. So David had a spot all pegged out with some wild pigeons, feral pigeons. Anybody, you know, you got your park pigeons and then you got your wild pigeons. And the only thing they got in common is the fact that they're pigeons. These things are some kind of wild, I'm telling you. But picture this, folks. Me and old David, we're out there in his big hay pasture. There's a pasture out there in a big hay barn. Metal roof, of course, open inside. Few farm implements and stuff like that. Well, we're pull up out there, David, and you had them scouted. You knew right where they were. And we get up there, and, of course, when we approach the barn, they fly. We knew that was going to happen. But the funny thing is they were so smart. You know, you and I both thought, well, okay, they fly away on the high line wire. There's probably 50 of them in that flock. They're going to come back and land right here, right on the inside of the barn, and we'll have us an easy wing shot. That's not the way it happened, is it?
No, not at all. Every time you think it's going to do something, it'd be right the opposite. And they can see so good, it's unreal. And I'm sure they don't get any credit for that. But you couldn't make a move without them flying.
You couldn't. And the funny thing is, folks, picture this. Now, me and David, David's got the shotgun. I've got an air rifle, a 25 caliber. It's called a Condor. That's made by Air Force Air Guns. It's a tack driver. Well, I've got it. David's got the shotgun. We're hid up amongst the trailers and the tractors and whatnot under this shed. David, these birds were so smart, and people would just almost have to be there to see how comical. I actually started giggling a little bit on this deal. These birds, we're sitting under there, folks, and you hear this click, 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 click. And then a bunch of clicking going on. It was those birds clicking around, walking just on top of our heads on the top of that roof, you know. And the sound, if we could have recorded that sound, and they were so smart that when they come in, they didn't fly in. I mean, they came in and landed up on top, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They were not going to fly into that barn. They knew we was there, and we were just busted.
That would have made hunting one of hunting's funniest videos in retrospect when you look at it, think about it. Now, Absolutely. Okay, well, we got the bow season open. You've been out putting up feeders and getting ready for the rifle season and food plots. You're getting ready to hunt you some deer here. And, you know, when the rifle season open, a bunch of us hunt with a bow. And, you know, good luck to everybody out there. David, I found an awesome place up here in Northeast Texas. I want to mention to folks to the hunt deer that's got some bow hunting opportunities still available. Ronnie Walker does up in around Blossom up in Lamar County. Now, Blossom's just east of Parrish up there, but he's got the hunting ranch is called, Next Trip Whitetails. And just for fun or for your information, you can go on Facebook and go to Next Trip Whitetails and like that. You can see a lot of good deer, but they've got some openings. I thought I'd pass that along for anybody that might not have a place to hunt right there in Blossom. It's Next Trip Whitetails, and you can contact Ronnie Walker there, the owner, one of the two owners, I guess, through that through Facebook there. David, I've been seeing some pictures, buddy, of some fine catfish that you've been posting there on Facebook.
It has been a little earlier than normal on this good blue cat bite. I think a lot of it had to do with the sudden rise of the water back in August and changed things a little bit, but we have caught in the last 5 days fish up to 60 pounds already. Yesterday I had multiple fish in the upper 20s or upper teens up into 22 or 3 pounds. The fishing has been extremely awesome.
That's what it's like, or I mean, it started out like that this year then. That's good, but I mean, a lot of times it's honestly like late October before it gets like that, isn't it?
Absolutely. I have caught them at the 1st of October a few times, or in the end of September, however you want to look at it. But I am seeing more fish and more bait in the areas that I would normally fish in the wintertime than I've ever seen this time of year.
Man, that's the stage is set for some awesome, fun fishing for the next 4 to 5 months. I know that through the dead of winter and on into spring. Are you finding them deep out at Tewakanee? You know, we're talking blue catfish, folks, and big ones too. Are they mostly deep as a rule?
From 20 to 25 foot is the range I'm finding them in.
Yep, and I guess drifting with the Santee Cooper rigs is what you're doing?
Yes, sir. They're scattered all through that bait and stuff, and the more ground you can cover, the better it seems to produce. Of course, I'm running planer boards now, fishing about 100 foot swaths with 10 rods, and I'm picking up more fish than ever this time of year.
Well, that's an awesome report, and wind is kind of a friend on this, isn't it? If you've got
yesterday ended up being a pretty flat situation where there was no breeze at all, but with the trolling motor I was able to maintain my speed, and we kept catching fish.
You want that's a trick that I a novice cat fisherman or somebody that hasn't been trained or learned on their own, that you wouldn't know. The wind, you can't control it, but you can do things to where you can catch the fish, like the wind socks, you know, drop mm-hmm. It really is just a miniature parachute in a sense, isn't it, that you put in the water to slow your drift.
Yes, sir. That is the main essential to this type of fishing. Without it, you cover so much territory so fast that fish never got to have a jet ski to catch you.
Exactly. The bait would just swing by. And mm-hmm. And the Santee Cooper rig is, I'm sure most of you folks, you know what we're talking about. But if you don't, just mentioning it, you won't have a clue. What it basically does, it's got a weight, no roll sinker or a round sinker, a weight that holds the bait down, and then just up from the hook is a floater that floats the hook, that floats the bait up off the bottom, and the length of that leader can vary. And David, that really gets in the real particulars of when you want to use a longer leader and when you don't, but you can, we'll just say, you can vary the leader to match the speed of the drift. And then the fish, when that thing floats by, David, I mean, that old catfish is down there. He may not, he don't have to be right on the bottom, but that bait is suspended, isn't it?
Yes, sir. When you're drifting at the proper speed, it'll run anywhere from a foot. You know, it may drag the bottom and come up to much as 2 or 3 foot. And more wind you got, the higher you'll get it up there. And, of course, if everything is not working, you got big baits, you just put a little size bigger cork on there and helps you out even more.
Exactly. And then last year, you started using planer boards. And I think that might have been the first time you really did it on a regular basis. But the planer board cuts the water at a 45-degree angle, about a 45, I guess, and it pulls the bait away, those outer baits, away from the boat, right?
Mm-hmm. It pulls it out there, and when you're using at the proper speed, it carries them even further, and you need to be running 5 to 7 tenths on your drift speed, and them things are spread out there, and it sure has increased my catch per trip.
Yep. When I first fished with you, I've done that striper fishing up at Lake Ouachita. That's really the way those guides up in Arkansas usually fish for stripers with planer boards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought when you were telling me about that, I thought now that's gonna. I really thought it'd be a lot more, not for the fishermen, but for you to keep it all straight. But the way you've got the system that you use on it, David, it's you've got it down where it's not all that hectic for you to keep them. And you're running how many? 8 or?
I run 4 to 6 planer boards and 4 lines out just without anything. So, you know, I'm running up to 10 rods and as many as 4 planer boards on each set.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But when the fish bites, and it all seems to straighten out pretty easy once you got to get some of those rods in, though, if you get a big fish on where the people, you know, where they can fight him and then where you can get him in the boat. Well, man,
yeah, it gets exciting when you get a big one on one of them things.
You're not kidding. Well, you've got some, you were telling me, David, you have some openings here in the next, well, right away. You can work mm-hmm. people in that, and then I know you're going to get real busy. The known, a lot of people are not aware just yet that the bite is so good this early,
mm-hmm.
but I know you get real busy when, you know, November and, well, from, say, mid-October on, but you can sure slip in there while the weather's pretty nice right now and get you an early trophy blue trip, and I know that's what a lot of people are thinking, David.
Absolutely. It's you know, for the fair weather fishermen, this is a perfect time. You know, of course, like we've been talking about, the deer hunting is taking over everything right now, but there's still those out there that can't resist the temptations of a big blue cat.
I learned a long time ago, I'm as rabid a hunter, you know that, as they get, but I learned a long time ago that you're missing the boat, if you don't slip out there and do some fishing in the fall. It's a pleasant time to be on the water, and it's just a whole lot of fun. David, for people that want to talk catfishing or come catfishing with you, how about leaving a contact information there?
They can reach me anytime at 903-268-7391.
Well, David, thank you a lot for being with us, buddy, and we'll get you back again soon. How about it?
Sounds good, man.
Folks, I will remind you again, if you haven't got a place to go hunt these whitetails, go on Facebook there, Next Trip Whitetails, and check them out. I think that might help some folks. And tune in next week at the same time. We'll have some more fun. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.